USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A gas station in Oklahoma City is the first in the nation to sell regular unleaded for less than $3 a gallon. The price at the pump sits at $2.97 at one 7-Eleven corner store there. Nationwide gas prices have dropped for the seventh straight week. Drivers are paying about $1 less per gallon compared to the peak, which was reached on June 14th. The United States says it will pursue Russia's offer to discuss a prisoner swap for Brittany Griner. Secretary of State Antony Blinken making that vow at a foreign minister's meeting in Cambodia on Friday. Griner facing 9 years in prison after pleading guilty to bringing marijuana cartridges into Russia. Milwaukee will host the Republican presidential nominating convention in 2024. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
President Biden is cheering the latest monthly jobs report, calling it outstanding.
Today, there are more people working in America than before the pandemic began. In fact, there are more people working in America than any point in American history.
The economy adding 528,000 jobs in July, and unemployment ticked down to 3.5%. Republicans, meanwhile, are not happy with the reconciliation bill that Democrats plan to work over the weekend to get passed in the Senate.
It's an article of faith with Democrats that when they have power, they're gonna raise taxes, they're gonna spend money, and they're gonna grow government. I mean, that's what they do.
South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune speaking at a Capitol Hill briefing. South Carolina's Lindsey Graham also saying the bill will not lower inflation and will make things worse. The Dow ending the week on an up note at the closing bell, gaining 76 points on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz spent some time at CPAC in Dallas, Texas on Friday, Cruz promising that his Republican Party will take back power in the November election.
I am spending almost every waking moment crisscrossing this country campaigning for candidates for the Senate, candidates for the House, because we're going to retake our country. We are going to see in November not just a red wave, but a tsunami sweeping this country.
FBI Director Christopher Wray testified on several topics before the Senate Judiciary Committee this week. One of the topics discussed heavily was the Hunter Biden investigation. Responding to allegations that the FBI covered up crucial information, Wray said those allegations were deeply troubling. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley says that Wray is not taking accountability.
The FBI colluded with the big tech companies, by the way, to try and bury the Hunter Biden story, to try to protect Joe Biden, to try to interfere, frankly, in the reporting about the 2020 election. And it looks like they got by with it. And it looks like nobody's been disciplined and nothing's been done about it. And I tell you what, that is a big, big problem.
Former news anchor Carrie Lake is projected as the winner of Arizona's GOP primary race for governor. Lake will face off against Democrat Katie Hobbs, who's currently Arizona's Secretary of State. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.